Sherlock, Your Madman by Chris Comey Sweetie and sung by Ghost of Nuggets Past. Summary. From the personal blog of Dr. John H. Watson, I definitely think he might be mad, but he was also strangely likable. So tomorrow we're off to look at a flat. Me and the madman. Me and Sherlock Holmes. Notes, written as a fandom Trump's hate gift for the wonderfully generous peanut bear. Many thanks to moi for beta reading. Sing this to the tune of Brandy, You're a Fine Girl by Looking Glass.
That you men do share. Baker Street, yes, you can find them there. Ring the doorbell, only if you dare. To meet Sherlock and John, the two of them may have started rough. John was hurt, he had had enough. As for Sherlock, he'd been doing stuff illegal, also insane. John Watson wrote Sherlock is a madman, strange and likable, you see.
Such a madman.
Yeah, his eyes could steal the soldiers half of me. Sherlock wears the best I've coat, turned up collar showing off his long white throat and cheekbones. John had to note how they made him look so cool. They met in a lab at Bart's. Mike was there with Cupid's darts, and he shot them both right through their hearts. They didn't stand a chance. John Watson wrote Sherlock is a madman, strange and likable, you see. Yeah, his eyes could steal the soldiers half from me. Oh, when Sherlock chanced to read John's blog, where he wrote up every story, he deduced that John would like a snog to revel in its glory. Though he had always been a lonely veteran to his work, now Sherlock felt that he might go berserk. That night, with his heart in hand, Sherlock begged John to understand he'd fallen hard, it wasn't planned, and landed there in love. He heard John say, Sherlock, you're a madman, strange and likable, you see. Your eyes have stolen the soldiers half from me. Oh, Sherlock, come and kiss me. You're my sweetest honeybee. Yeah, your eyes have stolen the soldiers half from me.